coming to you from deep inside the vaults of the Holmes Archive of Electronic Music. I am Tom Holmes, your curator and guide to vintage electronic music and audio experimentation. This episode, Vintage Drones and Beats. Robert Ashley once told me that the one attribute of electronic music that separated it from all other music was that it kept going on until you pulled the plug. In that spirit, I have put together a collection of vintage records that blend drones and beats. Some move to the rhythms of jazz, and others to the breathless expanse of synthesizer music. All of these tracks are pretty rare, and it was fun putting this collection together for you. We'll be hearing tracks from the following artists in this order, and I will then more fully describe the pieces at the end of the podcast. Alan Sondheim, Elion Radig, Lamont Young and Marion Zazila, Maggie Payne, Elion Radig again, Annette Peacock and Paul Blay, and finally, Luke Ferrari. Many of these works are super long, so I needed to create excerpts of them. Still, this episode should provide a lot of time for your mind to chill out to these hypnotic sounds. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed that. We heard the following. Alan Sondheim, Day's Eye, from the album All 770, The Other Little Tune. That was from 1968. The piece was for Dilruba, trumpet, tabla, and Moog modular synthesizer. This is a very hard-to-find original record from ESP Discs. Elian Radig, Cryptis 1, an excerpt from the album Cryptis, released in 1971. Realized on the Buchla synthesizer at Morton Subotnick's studio at New York University, this was just before Elian Radig moved on to become an independent artist and acquired an ARP 2500 synthesizer. This was originally two tapes, which were to be played simultaneously, with or without being synchronized ahead of time. The next track was Lamont Young and Marianne Zazila, 31, 7, 69, 10:26 through 10:49 p.m. for sine wave drone, voice, and bowed gongs. This was from the Black album in 1969, so named because it did not have a title. It was a numbered edition limited to 2,800 copies, of which my copy is 661. This is also a really rare record, so I'm glad to share it with you. The next track was Maggie Payne, White Knight, from the album Crystal, released in 1986. Next was Elian Radig again, Summation equals A equals B equals A plus B. This was a track from 1969. It was released on two 7-inch discs. We heard Side A 4. Composed while she was living in Paris just before coming to New York, Sides A and B can be listened to separately or simultaneously, and they can be played at any speed. Only 250 copies of these discs were made. The next track was Annette Peacock and Paul Blay, Dual Unity, from the album Dual Unity in 1972. This was for piano and vocal treatments with the Moog synthesizer. This duo created their own brand of electronic jazz from just before the dawn of the age of fusion jazz in the early 70s. The next track was Luke Ferrari, Cellule 75, an excerpt from 1975. This was for piano, percussion, and magnetic tape. Composed in May through November 1975 and performed at Mills College, where it was recorded and mixed by none other than Maggie Payne. For more information, check out my book, Electronic and Experimental Music, 6th edition, published in 2020 by Routledge. We will close with the archive mix, in which I play two additional tracks at the same time to see what happens. Although this time, I am playing three tracks. Two are different portions of Elian Radig's Vice Versa Etc., Mix 1 from 1970. The third track is the ending of Cellule 75 by Luke Ferrari. Thank you. All of the music heard on this podcast, unless otherwise indicated, comes from the Holmes Archive of Electronic Music, a curated collection of vintage vinyl recordings. All crackles, surface noise, and other imperfections are purely intentional. All intro, outro, and other incidental music is by Tom Holmes. For a complete playlist, go to theholmesarchive.podbean.com. So long from deep inside, the Holmes Archive of Electronic Music.